Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Come on, touch me, babe.
Whoa.
Da-da-da-da.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News. Jesse, that was weird.
What happened right there?
That started off really strange.
What is that song? Ba-na-ba-now.
No idea.
No one knows.
Send her back. Send her back. Send her back.
Okay, I'll go back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd go back in a second, you guys.
Where are you going back to?
California.
Yep. Yeah. Dan knows.
Because that's where that bitch is from. Go back.
Yeah, yeah, you go yeah. back there.
Exactly.
Whew. We're coming in hot on fake news. We got a story right off the bat. Send her back last night was the chance at the Trump rally last night. We were supposed to be there.
Yeah, I'm glad we weren't now.
We had a...
I definitely don't want to be in a crowd saying send her back.
So I literally thought that when we were... watching it last night.
Yeah.
We had a guest come in for Monday's show. Tell everybody who Ray Cash.
Yeah, Ray Cash is a former Navy SEAL.
Yep.
He's on the Overcome and Conquer podcast with Jason Redman, another former Navy SEAL, and he does some boot camps and stuff. He was on the selection with Bert. He also showed us his dick.
He may or may not have.
Showed us his dick. No, he
did.
He
pulled out his dick and balls mid-show. It did not. He was unaware that this was being recorded. So
yeah, I don't know what would have tipped him off. Maybe the fucking 90 cameras in front of us and the lights that are on,
or the whole studio that
you really just lose yourself, though. You know what I mean? You forget.
No, you don't.
Forget the cameras are even there.
No,
like the real world.
Look, if you walk into this place and you see that there's backdrops on both studios. Maybe it's a good sign.
Maybe. Here's what I love about it, though, is topless Stacey will be on later with the weather.
Yeah.
And you would think to yourself, only female nudity on this show.
No.
Going to be some D&Bs on Monday's episode.
Subscribe
on YouTube.
We found a very creative way to mask the penis.
To mask his penis and balls, yes.
And I think a gentleman that now lives in Wyoming is going to be very pleased with what he sees.
You think pleased?
Pleased
yeah,
is...
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see
how it feels.
We'll
about
find
it.
Out.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
who
yeah.
wasn't pleased last night was Ilhan. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ilhan. I don't know.
Ilhan, it's
Omar.
Not my district, so I don't really give a shit. But as we were watching it last night, again because of our special guest who was in the studio, we missed it because we were going to pop on out and see some friends. And as soon as that chance started, send her back last night. I was like, whoops, probably shouldn't be in there for those cutaways.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to be the moment. Even Trump looked a little uneasy. about it where he was just like, fuck.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he said afterwards, like, hey, I don't, you know.
He didn't say it during, that's for damn sure.
I'm not going to co-sign on that. I don't like that, he said. He felt kind of bad, I believe he said.
Kind of bad,
which
yes.
is as bad as someone like him can feel.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm going to say at the time, in when they were chanting it, he did not seem too bummed.
No, and I mean, look, this one's a tough one, right?
Right.
Because you have a congresswoman from Somalia mm-hmm. who may or may not have married her brother to cheat taxes in this country illegally and get him in here. They're investigating that now.
Sure.
It's not tax cheating. It's yeah. the provision actually in the Nationalization and Immigration Act that Julian Castro wants to get rid of.
Right? Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Just saying.
So, who is a Democrat, by the way?
Yeah, he's a knucklehead.
Yeah. I don't know what this woman and her whole shit... They've rounded up and call themselves the squad, right? Mm-hmm. So it's her, AOC, and then a couple other people.
Ayanna something, Presley, and
yeah, the Michigan
Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah. And from a strategic standpoint, like because I saw Jake Tapper on CNN today. I try to watch all of the news outlets to stay informed. I know all of them are fucking slanted, but occasionally you can get a nugget out of someone. Ironically, it was Jake Tapper from CNN this morning who said, from a strategic standpoint, it is a brilliant move by Trump and the Republicans to focus the entire race on these four chicks who are, let's face it, radical Democrats.
Yeah.
They're trying to do things that...
Ayanna Pressley is the other one.
Yeah. That won't be done in this country and shift the focus away from the candidates that are currently running. And with that statement... I completely agree, but they're the ones that are eating up all of the press. Like AOC is eating up the press every single day the way Trump is, essentially, on the right, but she's not running.
Mm-hmm. No, she's just a millennial.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, the other women, I think, are in their 40s, the other three women.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They all are going for just such radical shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what... I mean, frankly, you want... a couple of radicals on both sides, and then you want a very large group of rational people. The problem is that, and it's the same thing with comedy in America these days,
mm-hmm.
it's the outrage Olympics all the time.
Right.
So people are fucking pussies, and they're like, oh, she's mad about this, we have to change this. Now why? This one fucking woman is mad about something, so we have to change everything now? Get the fuck out of here. This is a country of 330 million people. This isn't fucking Somalia, okay? Get the fuck out of here. I'm not saying leave the country, but maybe you should.
Are you saying
if you hate
send
it that
back?
Much? No, I'm saying if you dislike the way things are in this country that much, sure, try to fight for change in your community, but don't try to affect national policy to reflect your personal fucking opinion, okay? Fuck you. Get that bullshit out of here, man.
Yeah, and that's what I agree with.
That's not how America works. Like, if you can't put yourself in other people's shoes, people that actually fucking were born here, then get the fuck out.
And that's the other argument today of what's the harm in saying this? If you don't want to fucking be here, get out of the goddamn country.
I think Trump misspoke when he said that these women can go back to where they came from. I think he meant where their ancestors came from. But either way, that's still a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It's just unnecessarily inflammatory.
Homegirl's from Somalia, right?
Yeah.
So that
she
one.
She is. That one's the only one that makes sense, though. The other three are from here.
Yes, they are.
And... if he had just said, look, if you hate America that much, and that's the premise that he's going with, then go find another fucking country. Go back to where your fucking ancestors came from.
Right, and that's what he said a few days ago, which prompted this chant at this rally last night. As soon as it happened, again, they started mad cutaways to the crowd, and I literally turned to you, Jesse, and I said, well, that could have been us in the in the VIP section going, holy shit. Because... look, they're going to use that for a long, long time in this election. And we've got debates coming up, in a week?
Yeah.
The next set of debates are in a week. And this is where it gets nasty because they're cutting it down from 20
to 6.
So if you're going to tell me that this isn't going to be the first topic they talk about next week, you're out of your fucking mind. It just depends on how people are going to respond. More importantly, how they're going to respond to these four women who aren't running for president sucking up all the Democratic press.
Yeah, it's not just the fact that they're sucking up all the press. It's the fact that they are the de facto leaders of the party because they are getting the press. That's the problem. And then if you're a candidate right now, if there's grassroots momentum in their direction, do you co-sign on what all this exactly. bullshit they're saying? And then do you take the risk of them saying something even crazier and, you know, you having some kind of co-signature on that as
yes,
well?
Yes.
Or do you, like, stick, like, look, I'm not her, so I don't really care what she says. That's what I would say. Like, AOC is a fucking idiot. She's one of the worst politicians that I've ever seen. She's one of the dumbest people I've seen in office ever.
But
like,
she
honestly,
got there.
She is.
But she got there. And
oh,
she's
yeah.
in, and there's nothing you can
she's
do about
in.
It.
Well, she's polling unfavorable in her district right now, by the way.
Well, you know, and they just put a candidate up against her. I don't know mm-hmm. if you saw this. Republican.
That's not going to happen.
A black mm-hmm. female Republican.
I don't give a shit who it is. It could be a black, female, gay.
It just has to be a more moderate
yeah.
Democrat.
I've said the same thing.
She needs to get primaried, honestly, by somebody that's fucking reasonable. Because, look, the way this bullshit is going, you're just feeding right into Trump, man. You're all these people who have lived here their entire lives, and they're third, fourth, fifth generation American. And like, this is my country. My family helped build this. This is what it is. If you don't like it, then go somewhere else. Like, look, we can progress on things. We can get better about how we treat gay people and how we treat black people. Let's get some of these dudes out of jail that are in jail for fucking weed, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Hillary Clinton helped put in there. Let's do some of this stuff. But when you're talking about having to pay for transition surgeries and removing fucking amendment rights, like constitutional rights away from people, it's not going to fly, man. If you want that, go to a country that doesn't have it. Go to fucking the UK.
Yeah.
They don't have guns.
Yeah.
Go hang out there. And
go
cost
get stabbed
of living,
there, brother.
The cost of living is actually not that bad. There's a huge Muslim community. If you want to fucking live that life, get the fuck out of here and go there. Because yeah. that's already there. You don't have to fucking change this country of 330 million people just to get what you want, you selfish cunt.
Yeah. And look, I agree with that because to me personally, if you don't like what's going on here, right, and you want to adopt some of these socialist laws that are practiced in other shithole countries around the world,
yeah.
congratulations. Take a fucking one-way flight to Venezuela. See how they're doing right now.
Yeah, Rashida.
See, how's Somalia doing right now?
Well,
you've been over there. How is Somalia?
Somalia is actually a better representation of a libertarian government, frankly. So I wouldn't go there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They get shit pretty under control over there.
No, there's no control. That's what that's what libertarianism is. It's
yeah,
like
it's no control.
We have,
you just take care this, of your fucking
libertarianism
shit.
Libertarianism is why Thomas Jefferson fought so hard for a strong central government.
Because right? he saw it, is what you're
Because he
saying,
knew it
yeah.
was going to happen. Yeah, he yeah. knew that America was going to get big as fuck, and you just can't rule like that. That's why I'm in favor of the fucking the dictator, the benevolent dictator.
Yeah, dictatorship, man.
Benevolent dictatorship,
correct.
Like Augustus Caesar,
yeah.
for example.
Yeah.
The longest Pax Romana, the longest period of peace in early civilization was because of him. Right, and his practices. And it wasn't a fucking democracy. That's
and we've done it once in our country with FDR.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where it was like, hey, man, we're going to drop the terms. You can just keep going until you...
No, there were no term limits before him.
Kick out.
Like, the term limits were set because after two terms, George Washington just retired.
Mm.
He could have ruled forever.
I didn't know that, actually.
To. Yeah. Huh. There weren't term limits until, I think, the 50s, if I'm not mistaken.
Shit.
Yeah.
So let me ask you both this, for the inevitable here. Is there a point in our country where the squad and the AOCs and all that shit take over? We'll start with you, Jesse.
Where they take over?
Yeah.
No.
No. I think it'll just go like this, back and forth, and we'll just become more and more divided.
I mean,
you don't think one of them will get in eventually? Kind of like Trump did?
Oh, no.
Oh, one of those crazy? I really don't think so.
No,
but
there's too many white conservatives for that to happen.
I understand, but I think me personally.
Too many hardworking Americans.
I think if Bernie would have got in, yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that statement in a minute. It was off air, but I think with Bernie, had he had snuck in there, I don't know who would have won that race. And it could have been
but
fucking crazy Bernie,
here's,
dude.
No, but Bernie's
I don't
deal.
I don't know if Bernie is as crazy as AOC, though.
No, like, he's not. Bernie believes he's a democratic socialist, and you can think about that what you
yeah.
want. I don't necessarily think that having a democratic socialist president would have that huge of an effect on our policy necessarily. Like, he would obviously push and use his executive authority more to redistribute wealth, but he doesn't pass laws. That's not what the president does. So, I mean, that's not going to happen. He's also not that much of an asshole about what he believes. Like, he's very strident about it. He talks about it with a lot of vigor, but he doesn't call people fucking deplorables like Hillary did for not believing what he believes.
Right.
Like, he and AOC, these four women think that they are the fucking morality police for the entire country. Like, one of you just got here, so you can shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, you come from Somalia where there is no government, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the other three ladies, look, man, the one woman, Ayanna Pressley, yeah, she has a very, very good resume. Like, she's been in government for some time now. She knows what she's doing for sure. The other ones, yeah. Like, they don't...
And here's the thing. Like, if you want to take away their power, put them in the place of president. So you don't have to worry about who is president because they can't get fucking anything done. So don't worry about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you have to more worry about the people that are...
Yeah, they're more valuable in the bully pulpit than they are in any actual real position of power, even as a congressperson. Like, they would be, in my opinion, stronger as activists than they are as elected officials, because then you can do whatever the fuck you want.
There's too many checks and balances set up in this country for, like, Trump. What has he been able to fucking do? There's things he's wanted to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, look, for the most part,
They create such a wall for you to do anything that build you really
the
wall. Are just
that's the only thing he hasn't done, but yeah, is create the wall.
He's been trying to do a lot of different things won't let him do. So
correct. And it's like that with most presidents who get in there,
Absolutely, and that's why I'm saying don't worry about Bernie getting in. Don't worry about it. Like, that is where their power will end. As soon as they get into the place of president, that pretty much just shuts them up.
I honestly haven't seen a good option for president in a very long time. Someone that actually ran for president, and that I thought would be good for it. I think Mitt Romney would have been okay.
Yeah.
I didn't like him until after I saw that documentary on Netflix where you finally got to see behind the curtain.
Yeah,
he's too robotic.
He's a weird guy, and he doesn't have any idea about foreign policy. That would have been a big problem probably, but... he's probably the closest. Like, Obama was terrible. I mean, if you're a liberal, you have to think Obama was terrible because he didn't come out in support of marriage equality until like 2013.
Yeah,
like, you were in office for five goddamn years before you said anything.
He was forced into it.
Yeah, he was forced into it because Biden said something on a fucking morning news show.
Yeah.
And then the foreign policy shit he did was terrible. And if you're a liberal, the fact that he deported 3 million people, more than all other presidents before him combined, that's got to sit poorly with you. And then the economy was not great. Obviously, we amassed a lot of debt. Bush Jr. was terrible. I mean, honestly, he was a good guy, but he was a terrible president. Clinton was raping people all the time. And
no, that does not really factor in.
Like, half measures in the Middle East and ignoring intelligence led to the fucking attacks in 9/11. For sure, that happened. Bush Sr. was okay. He was okay. He benefited a lot from some of the stuff Reagan did. Reagan was a terrible president, in my opinion. I don't know why he's such a lionized hero for the right. Like, he raised taxes 5 out of the goddamn 8 years he was in office, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So what are we even talking about? 287 people from his administration were indicted on criminal charges.
It's about the best actors.
Yeah.
For real, it is what it is. And like, with Trump...
So can we
with
just call
Trump
it that?
And Reagan, so far, they're the
can
best
Can we just
actors.
Call it that then? Can we just call it that as a community and say, we want someone that projects power. We don't care what his actual policies is. We want someone that projects power and defends this country, and that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else, who gives a shit? Because you can see that these guys, like, Reagan was the governor of California, the biggest population-wise state in this country. So he knew what the fuck he was doing from a governing standpoint. Bush was the governor of Texas. Like, these guys... at least had some experience doing what they were doing. They were qualified to do that job, and they still sucked at it. So what does that tell you? Like, there's only one good way to do it, and that's to have big balls, basically.
Yeah.
Be able to knife hand people and tell them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no real... like, what else do you affect as president? People talk about...
That's what I'm saying.
People talk about when Bush took over or Obama took over for Bush, the first thing he did was restore some dignity to the White House. By going on his apology tour in Europe or whatever the fuck,
yeah,
making friends again. And then the right said the same about Trump when he took over for Obama. Like, yeah, now we have a guy in there that's doing, but they never talk about the actual policies anymore.
No, it's not about that. It's about how you look. It's about how you talk.
Yeah. And who's the most famous?
Yeah, like that John Delaney guy is probably the most qualified person for president right now that's running on the left.
But he doesn't look
But he has
right.
no chance.
Oh, he's out. Because he'll be out of there in about 10 days.
He looks like a baby dressed up as an adult.
Yeah. He's got the bozo ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody likes a B-ring.
Nobody's like Taft. Yeah. Taft was my favorite.
Big Taft
fan. I like
fan.
A big
But something we were talking about off air before we came on. CNN, in 24 hours since that rally for Trump, used the word racist 636 times. Mm-hmm. I feel in today's world, the word racist and the word Nazi is just getting thrown around every other sentence these days, where it's like, man, growing up, that was a big word. You use either of those, like, holy shit. Now, that's the only way they describe it. And they're just leaving it on the Chiron at the lower third of the screen.
Oh, it's just written on the screen constantly.
Trump's racist statements.
It's Godwin's law. Familiar with that?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're in an argument, somebody's going to bring up Hitler at some point.
Yeah.
And whoever the first one does is basically a fucking asshole.
But this dates back to the 70s. We were talking about with Nixon.
Yeah, it was a guy named Lee Atwater. Mm-hmm. Was a political strategist for Nixon. And Nixon had lost some elections. So he lost the presidential election. And then he was vice president. And then he lost the primary to JFK. And what was that, 60? 1960?
Yeah, 1960.
Yeah. So he came back after JFK got murked out, and Ford was, you know, doing his whole thing.
Yep.
For the, or not Ford, what's his name?
He reminds me of Biden. Lyndon Johnson. Just keeps hanging in there, you know?
Who's that, Nixon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he hung around for a while, yeah. So anyway, Atwater came up with what's called the Southern Strategy, and this is after, like, the Civil Rights Amendment.
Yes.
So, like, in the early to mid-50s. And he said, like, don't quote me on them. I'm actually reading a quote. Excuse me. So I guess I'm violating his wishes right now, but whatever.
He's dead.
He says, end quote, don't quote me on this.
Yeah. He's dead. He's fine.
He says, you start out in 1954 by saying N-word, 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 and he's not using the phrase that I'm using. He's
correct.
Sure,
and audio of this if you want to go listen to it, by the way. And he says, you can't say that anymore. I'm paraphrasing now. You can't say that anymore. It backfires. So you say stuff like forced busing, states' rights, and they're he actually uses the phrase that it's coded language. So, like, the phrase hardworking American. And it's funny because during Hillary Clinton's senatorial campaign, this came up in New York, that she was starting to use this coded language, and everybody was like, what the hell? I was like, yeah, she's a fucking old white woman. What the fuck do you think she's going to say?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
But anyways, he basically talked about using people's hate to, like, I don't know what the word would be, to, like, disenfranchise a big part of the like, talk to people in a way where you can say stuff but not say it.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, yeah, it's us versus them.
Right.
Got it. And it's a big part of 19th and 20th century literature, too. If you read, you'll hear about black and brown people raping white women.
Right.
Like, it's part of narratives a lot. And it was done so intentionally to like, demonize these people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all bullshit, man. And now Trump is actually kind of doing the same thing. Well, he's not doing it. He's just letting it happen.
Right.
And it's the whole environment is super toxic now.
It is, and I will say this, like, for an election that's going to get as ugly as it's going to get, because this, look, if we're here now, right, we're still a good 15 months away from the election. Imagine how much worse it's going to get. But it feels like the two sides are divided already, right? You've got Republicans who are all racist, and that's the way they want them painted, racist and Nazis for Republicans. And then you've got the left that's painted as radicals and go back to your own country. And you, all you want to do is let immigrants in and all that other shit.
Yeah. In reality, everybody's just waking up in the morning, going to work, and then coming home and hanging out with their family a little bit and then going to sleep. Like,
right,
every other human being on earth.
But the way that this is ramping up, Imagine how much worse this is going to
get. Oh, it's
going to
get worse, yeah. It just reminds me of Arizona Bay by Bill Hicks, mm-hmm. where he's talking about every day I watch the news and like war, famine, death, AIDS, and I walk outside and it's like nice and sunny and crickets are chirping. I'm like, yeah. where is yeah. all this war, famine, death, and AIDS going
exactly.
on here?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we took a chat of the pool yesterday, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Or the racists where you're like, I just don't. You know, like yeah. all this shit. You're like, I haven't met one in a really, really long time.
And I haven't met racists on either side in person in a long time. Racist blacks. I haven't met any racist whites who were like, hey, man, I fucking hate white people or I hate black people. I just think, where the fuck are all these people hanging out? I don't see it on either side.
They definitely still exist. We ran into one at a bar not too long ago. Justin and I did. I think we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
but
yeah.
she was like a fucking 20-year-old dum-dum. Not a political person or whatever the fuck.
Sure.
But anyways, I mean, it behooves certain groups of people to keep shit like this alive, though, because it's a straw man, right? It's you build up this target and you start throwing fucking arrows at it or slinging arrows at it, and all of a sudden the target's not there anymore, so where do you sling your arrows? It's easier to pretend like the target's still there and to keep your fucking fan base or your constituency dumb enough to believe that that still exists.
Right.
But really, like, people... I get it. I get it that there's still a lot of fucked up shit going on, and there's a lot of inequality in the United States still, for sure, both with regard to minorities and women. Like, there's no question about that. Some of it we can fix, and some of it we can't. Like, the pay gap thing where it's 5 years of a woman's life where she's out of the workforce having kids, you can't... That's just what it is, man. You can't do anything about that. But
we can't stop them from voting.
With the 28th Amendment.
Well, I said on our show that free child care will help that, but...
It would, yeah, but nothing's free, Jesse.
Nothing's free.
Just saying.
Go back to your country, Jesse.
Yeah!
Send her back! That's the only thing that'll change it, and that's not going to happen. So we're just going to have to keep going the way that we're going, and the women are just going to have to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And keep playing soccer.
Or not have kids.
Either way.
I mean, that is a choice that you have, is to have kids or not.
Yeah, exactly. But to put a little bow on this bonnet here, I think, Democrats want to push the racism vibe because they want blacks and Latinos to vote.
Well, that's not the only reason. The other reason is the white guilt thing, because it really fucking, like... Look, as someone, like, I lived in Oakland for years, and I moved to Utah right after that, to Salt Lake City. I'm like, holy shit, there are only white people here. It was like uncomfortable for me. And I'm not the
Utah
kind of person.
Utah is uncomfortable as a state, though.
It is, yeah, but I'm not the kind of person that gets uncomfortable like that. But even I was like, holy shit, this is weird. I feel isolated. Like, it's just white people here. Like, I'm living in a different fucking country right now. And that's not who America is anymore. We're not a bunch of fucking white people.
Yeah.
So I get it. I understand it from that perspective, but man. It hits hard when somebody makes an accusation like that. When you're just saying, like, hey, I think that the government should be smaller, and I don't think we should be paying for this stuff. And they're like, you're a fucking racist. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing you can fucking call somebody. A rapist and a pedophile, like the two worst things you can call somebody.
Yeah.
And you just, like, called me one of those because of a political opinion I have.
Yeah.
Not because I fucking shouted a profanity at you or something.
It's crazy, man. That's the direction everything's going in. And
but what's the proper response to it? I don't really give a shit about, I follow politics, but I don't care what happens.
Right.
You're a conservative guy. So how do you address that?
I think at this point, you're trying to win. So you're trying to win an election. And I don't think you say anything. Because I don't think you can. If you feel like you've got the correct strategy down right now, it's too late to go back, I think. I really do. I think it's too late to change. And I think if you want to change the narrative, it's going to have to be after the election, after either Trump gets reelected or whoever, right? And I think that's the only way to change the narrative, because you're too caught up in it and you're too caught up in winning right now. Mm-hmm. And you have to win at any cost, especially because, let's face it, two more Supreme Court seats are probably going to be up. I don't know how RBG's still alive. But she is.
When's the last time anybody saw her in public?
Seen her in real life, yeah.
She had a vote in, what was it, end of February, beginning of March.
Was
so,
she there,
yeah,
though?
She was there.
You can vote by proxy.
Yeah, and she was voting by proxy, but she was actually there for that, and then she came out and gave a statement after actually praising Kavanaugh. She came out and praised Kavanaugh and said he was doing a good job. So she's alive and still kicking, right? There's no way she makes it past another Trump term. And then there's another Supreme Court justice that's going to retire. If he's able to get reelected and put two more chairs in there, let's face it, that's probably the most important thing you can do for this country. You know, besides trying to change immigration and everything else, those are two things you can actually do, is put two justices on the Supreme Court and control that fucker for the next 40 years, essentially. Because those people live forever. It is scary. But it's too important, and there's too much on the line. Therefore, I don't think anybody's going to backtrack on any of this shit. And I think it's just going to escalate higher and higher and higher. And if I'm looking at it from a political strategist perspective, I let it go and just try to win and keep winning. If you think you're winning right now, as shitty as it sounds, man, the lines have been drawn. That's it. And you play out these narratives and, you know, may the best person with the best strategy win next November. But I don't think there's anything you can do at this point. I really don't. I really don't. And that's just my honest opinion on it. And look, just because I'm conservative doesn't mean I still like everything that conservatives do. Like this Rand Paul thing yesterday, which is our next story.
Man, fuck this guy. He's not a conservative anyways. He's a libertarian.
What is he?
He's libertarian like his dad was. Libertarian is basically like the democratic socialist of conservatives. It's like,
is he though?
Yes, he absolutely is.
So why did he, and for those out there who don't know what happened, John Stewart made a very passionate plea on Capitol Hill about getting funding for 9/11 survivors and their families.
Yep.
And in the House, it was almost unanimous. Everybody passed it.
Yep.
And then it got stuck with Rand Paul, who stopped the unanimous passage of it.
Yeah, the short version is in order to skip some procedural stuff, like you have to give time for statements and debate, and then you can vote or whatever the fuck. In order to skip all that, the speaker can let the sponsor of the bill just walk up and say, hey, is there any dissent to this? Otherwise, we're just going to pass it.
Right.
And the only asshole that stood up was Rand Paul. He's like, well, I think if we're going to have a fucking program that goes on for this long, then we need to talk about cutting that amount of money from the rest of the budget.
Correct.
Like, no, dude, fuck you. Save that for a day when they're trying to pass something else, you piece of shit. Like the guy that was sitting next to John Stewart at that congressional hearing, he's fucking
died
dead.
Already.
Yeah,
he's fucking
away.
Dead
yeah.
already. And that was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
These guys are dying every goddamn day. Fuck this guy.
So the reason that it is going that long is because it's taking care of their family as well.
Yeah, because right
until like 2090 or something.
Yeah, right now the bill is going to 2090 right now,
and that is because it's taking care of their first, like their immediate family as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So what the fuck is the problem?
That's what I say.
And, I don't know. It's like a fucking like billion dollars a year or something.
Yeah. It's $1 billion a year. Yeah.
Who gives a fuck, man? Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's not even a fucking sneeze in our fucking budget.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
No.
Like our GDP is like what fucking 3 million or some shit.
Yeah, it's dust. And when this piece of shit got up there and said that yesterday, I couldn't believe it. This is the same guy who got the shit kicked out of him by his neighbor about 6 months ago. Got broken ribs and a broken nose and some other bullshit.
Yeah, and he got like $800 or $600,000, I think.
Yeah.
And
nobody could figure out why the neighbor fucking charged him in his yard. Well, looks like we probably have our answer.
Shit.
Yeah. So when this motherfucker stood up yesterday, obviously he's getting the hatred he absolutely deserves at this point.
If you're a fucking Kentucky resident, I urge you to go out and vote for somebody other than this piece of shit.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Next year.
Anybody other than this fucking guy.
Fuck this guy. Like, this is you can make mistakes in politics, and I'm like, all right, that was a mistake. He admitted his mistake. He's moved on. He took this opportunity when people are fucking actively dying from, not from something that they did for themselves. They ran into a fucking burning building that was 160 stories tall and started running up the stairs to get people out of that building.
Right.
On one of the most tragic days in American history.
And their response time was so insanely short. Like, they didn't even think
six
one
seconds,
second.
I think.
Yeah.
They literally just ran in there.
Like, he chooses now to do this grandstanding bullshit. Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I couldn't believe it when I read it. And, you want to talk about this coming up at the debates. Holy shit. Because who was it?
Kirsten Gillibrand, yeah.
That's it, yeah, from New York, right? Because she's running.
She'll
She'll be on stage next week.
She's a blue dog Democrat up until very recently when that became unpopular.
Right.
So she was like a Hillary Clinton style. She was actually, she took over Hillary's seat.
And for those of you at home who don't know her, she was the one who kept interrupting during the debates.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to talk one more.
The blonde.
Yeah, the blonde woman. Yeah. So I'm sure
she's been a pretty big supporter of veterans issues.
Yeah, she has.
And she tried to take a stand on guns in New York until she started getting hammered for it. Now she's kind of on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, you almost have to back down in New York. There's no way she gets past this initial 20.
No.
But I can promise you this. She'll bring this up on stage next week. And right now is when we got to bring up the sponsors who pay for this whole shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros.
I think they changed their official slogan to lay your dick down on a ghost bed.
Did they?
No.
Good for
they
them.
Should.
No, I made that up. I'm sorry. I apologize to GhostBed. I apologize to the fans. And I don't apologize to you, though, because fuck you.
Lay your dick on me. It would be nice if JBJ, Jon Bon Jovi, could sing.
Lay your dick on me?
Yeah.
You should.
Instead of lay your hands on me.
You should
do
his
me.
Hair for a while.
Ugh. There you
get
go.
It, get it feathered?
I might. A lot of people are asking, like, what I'm going to do with the Summer of Swayze after this is over. I'm thinking about letting somebody cut it off on the cruise.
Maybe. Well, here's. I think you should go JBJ, and here's why.
Okay.
So in October, we have to go to New York for the podcast upfronts.
We do.
With Veritone.
Yep.
And we're going to...
For your guys' anniversary.
Yeah, and for our anniversary. Well, technically that was in September, but whatever.
Oh,
we'll be
sorry.
A month late. We're going to try to see a Yankees game, because Jesse's a big Yankees fan.
Do you know what date that is?
I don't yet.
Okay.
It's usually like we'll a Wednesday, Thursday, though, I think. Okay. Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday is usually what it is. Anyways, we want to do that. We want to go to a Yankees game, and then we want to maybe go to New Jersey because that's where all the New York football teams are to see a football game.
Yeah.
And it would be great for you to be able to walk into to one of these.
Full JBJ.
Full JBJ.
Oh,
lay your hands on me. You know who else is playing? Just got announced. We've been trying to get him on the show forever.
My life.
Yep. Post Malone.
It's playing in October?
October in New York.
Oh,
that's
shit,
gonna be
really?
Our time.
Yeah, we'll see him then.
That's
yeah.
our time.
We'll just go to that show.
It's our time. We've been trying to get him on forever. Crazy sick the last two times. Mm-hmm. Where you're just like, Jesus Christ,
he's
man.
He's going too hard, man. He's got to chill out.
Well, he's not. He just added like 30 more dates where I was just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So we got to get him on hopefully in October. We got to get him on a ghost bed too. I wish we could do the whole goddamn interview from the ghost bed. Go to GhostBed.com/drinking bros today just because Rand Paul hates first responders. GhostBed does not. They're offering 15% off forever on all the products for first responders and to anybody who is military. All right, just scroll down to the bottom of the page. Click it and rip it, dude. 15% off there is a fucking crazy ass. I mean, that's like...
Off a big ticket item like that,
Jesus
that's a lot.
Jesus Christ, man. It's like an extra $200.
They're already pretty cheap compared to other mattresses.
Yeah. That best is, in the biz, though, man. Look, 25,000 reviews. If you go to the site, it's all Drinking Bros listeners who review it. So it's not coming from fucking strangers. It's coming from you guys. Again, GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros today. They've got the 4th of July deals still in effect, which I cannot believe it. So go tonight because there's no way they're keeping that up past this
I can't
weekend.
Imagine how much longer it's going to be on there.
Too,
the sheets are great.
Amazing.
Next up. We've got BlackRifleCoffee.com. They're back. I got a little BRCC in here today. I'm going to be real.
How is it?
Fucking fantastic.
Delish. Do you like, so my favorite to do, and I've been doing this for years now because I've, you know, worked there for a while, for 2 years. Shit, that was a long time.
Yeah.
So I like to combine the Silencer Smooth with the AK. It's my favorite. Sometimes I'll go SS and calf together for one, a little extra jolt.
I get the caffeinated as fuck. That's
calf has got the double caffeine in it. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. Use Drinking Bros 20.
I like JB too. It's a little dark for my taste, though.
I like it dark.
She likes it dark.
You want to?
That's the only thing she likes dark, what? Dan. That's the only thing she likes
about
dark,
how I
Dan.
I like my men or something like that.
Dan, that's the only thing she likes dark. All right. Drinking Bros 20 is the promo code at BlackRifleCoffee.com.
And listen to me.
Drinking Bros 20, BlackRifleCoffee.com. Last but not least, Javes. GetRoman.com/drinking bros. This is why you're here. We're talking about boners. Where does one put one of them boners that you get off of GetRoman.com/drinking bros?
Butts.
Okay.
Vaginas.
Yep.
Pussies. Taints. Nipples. Boobs. ears, muffs. Cunts.
Oh, there it was.
Muffs, cunts.
She pulled out cunts there at the end. I was not expecting that.
What's another slang for vagina?
There's so many. I could really go down the meat cleaver.
Taco.
I noticed she didn't say mouth, beef and that's curtains. Probably why you guys are on the rocks.
Yeah. Well.
On the rocks.
On the rocks.
It was never meant to be.
On the rocks.
On the rocks. we took some Roman this weekend and really got
who,
back
which
together
one of you
again.
Which one of you took it?
Both.
Me, obviously. Nice.
Yeah, both, because it really swells up the labia.
The
a
clitoris?
A lot of people don't know that.
Clitoris. I think it's a long I.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, we'll talk to some people.
Yeah, that's what we're... It's like it doesn't swell up the clitoris, just the lips.
Yeah, just the labia. We'll get
Gary Busey is our doctor in residence.
He is, yes.
And our scientist in residence.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. He's also our PR guy. So
yeah,
we'll
he's everything to us, and we're everything to him.
We'll get him on this.
Go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros today. Get some fucking pills. It doesn't matter if you have erectile dysfunction or not. They're fun to party on, man.
Do you remember that?
It comes in a discreet box.
It does, yeah. You never know.
Ears.
Yeah, you said ears.
Hands.
Yep, hands.
Toes.
Yeah, you can do that.
Pigs.
Yeah, you can put it in a pig.
Not if you're Muslim, though.
Yeah, if you're Muslim, you're not going to do that.
Do you remember that episode of Mork and Mindy where...
Nope. Dan,
moving on.
He had
so
40 years older
to...
than us.
He had an earache. And he said he needed to stuff the Tylenol in his ear.
Not a prayer.
She made him take him. He shrunk down and...
Speaking of boners, our next story, Dan, is Kevin Spacey. Dan. All charges have been dropped.
I called this
a long time ago.
You did.
And it came to fruition.
Well, I always just thought it was weird that the mom was doing all the talking, but go ahead.
Yeah, that, and here's the thing. It was in a bar in Nantucket, okay? Mm-hmm. They were making out for somewhere between 5 to 8 minutes. It was a 19-year-old boy, 18-year-old dude.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he was in a bar, illegally, in Nantucket, and he's getting his dick groped, and there was Snapchat footage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So... to me, it's like, dude, you're not gonna get your dick jacked off in a bar with Spacey and Snapchat footage, and you not be consenting to it because he was shooting the Snapchat footage and then sending it to his.
The guy was.
Yeah, sending it to a girl or a girlfriend. I don't know what was happening, but the whole thing seems strange.
You have all the, okay.
Well, apparently the guy's mom was doing all the talking.
If it was a good
him.
Point, then I said it.
Mm. Ah, yeah.
Is that true?
So,
nah.
Yes, I was always like, why is his mom? He's a grown woman and grown man.
Yeah, he's a grown man, yeah.
Why?
Either way, his mom apparently deleted a lot of the texts.
Yes.
And other
so
stuff
she
from
was
apps.
Really wanting to get money from Spacey.
Yeah.
She was wanting the family to get some money.
And then they called the kid to the stand and asked him, hey, why are all these texts deleted? And he took the fifth. And they're like, fuck this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him the fuck out of here, dude.
So that's dropped.
What are you deleting?
He's still got one thing pending over in England. In the old Vic Theater. The old Vic Theater.
What'd he do there?
Come on. What do you think he did? He grabbed a dick, probably. That's Spacey.
Didn't Kathy Griffin grab your dick once at a...
Andy Dick grabbed my best... grabbed a dick. Yeah. Kathy Griffin grabbed my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Andy Dick grabbed Dylan's dick, one of my best friends.
Andy Dick's done something to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
like Dream Dinner Date, Andy
none
Dick.
None of it's really surprising, though.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Why? Would you watch them fight? Like, would you pay? I'm sorry. Anybody would watch them fight. Would you pay to watch Pauly Shore fight Andy Dick to the death? And who do you think would win and why?
Do you put them in some kind of same
Andy
category?
Dick, wait, here's the thing.
They're
Andy
both,
Dick is surprisingly he is surprisingly muscular.
Andy like, Dick, he's very wiry.
Yeah, he's very wiry. I'd give that to Andy Dick. I really
and
would.
And he's probably on meth, too, so that gives
Pauly
you a little
Shore is a little shorter, a little
how tall is Andy
thicker.
Dick? I don't even know.
Probably 5'8".
And Pauly Shore is what?
5'9". Probably about the same, but it's just... Pauly Shore is very thin, and you could tell he's never been to the gym. Where Andy Dick really worked out, like he looked like a stronger
you
dude.
You asked me if I thought they were in the same category.
Yeah, do you put them in some kind of same category? Because they are not.
Well, I mean, I've never heard anything about Paulie Shore molesting people or anything, or being on. I mean, he's a drug addict probably, but that's fine. So are we.
I think he smoked a bunch of weed and drank. I didn't. Mm.
Yeah, I think he's fine, Dan. I think you're painting Paulie Shore into a bad light.
I don't know him.
I guess you know how I feel about Paulie Shore, so I don't really want him to be put.
Yeah,
Andy.
Jesse,
how do you feel about him, and why do you feel any kind of way about him?
About Paulie Shore?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love him.
Are you a big Biodome fan?
Yeah.
There it is.
In the Army Now.
Jared says In the Army Now is the most accurate military movie of all time.
Probably. Probably.
Jury, what is it? Jury Duty? Which one is it?
Yeah, he's been a lot of them.
He turned into the
Ernest.
Yeah,
of movies for a while, where he was just grinding out simple
concepts. Here's what I like about him. Thanks for asking.
Yeah,
I think he's very honest about his career in a way that other people aren't. Where he's like, dude, I just want to be. He gets in interviews. He gets like seriously sad that he's not in movies anymore, and he really misses being the star.
We'll put him in a movie.
And he,
we'll put him in something. You know?
Right? Like, he's just like, dude.
Yeah.
The way people treat him now, like, on a set, it's just he used to be
the biggest on the planet.
The biggest fucking star.
Yeah.
Everywhere he went. And he's like, dude, it's fucking sad. He's like, I'm sad now. Like, can you imagine going from that?
Yeah.
No.
Being on Tiger Beat?
No.
I mean, look, you have to know when... All right, that little train ended.
He made these weird choices, he says, because of his agent at the time telling him to do certain things that he thinks ruined his career. So it's like he can look back and be like, fuck.
Yeah, but did anybody ever really take him seriously?
There's a
time limit on how many of those weird...
Any comedian, it's just your... I forget who told me this, but they were like, look, you're lucky if you're able to get 10 years out of your shtick, whatever your shtick is, right? Unless you're just a naturally funny dude. Because a lot of these guys
don't have a shtick. A lot of these guys aren't real life, where it's
just like, you know, all these comedians, you meet them and you're just like, oh, fuck, well, you're boring as shit.
Well, A had a bigger, huge crush on him and kind of still do.
I bet you we can get him on the show eventually, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he'd be a fucking cool dude to have
on. So are you gonna change your hall pass from Benicio Del Toro to Pauly Shore? Because the chances of you actually hooking up with Pauly Shore are higher than Benicio Del Toro.
Way higher.
I'm just saying be pragmatic.
Sure.
With your vagina.
Benicio was nominated, by the way, for an Emmy yesterday.
Well, with Benicio, it won't be the vagina.
Oh, yeah, he's only into butts.
Rimmers.
Yeah, he wants
rimmers for Benicio.
And not even going in. He just likes to butt play.
Yeah.
A little bit of butt play.
Yeah, he's rimmers for Benicio. He tongues the beehole. That's his jam.
That, I feel like something that specific doesn't last for a very long time in your life. Because we all go, like, you're attracted to a specific looking type of person for a while, and it's like it changes a little bit over time. There's no way he's only handing out rimmers now. He's probably deep in buttholes at this point.
Yeah, Owen Wilson was the other one I heard that he's a rimmer guy too. Dude, he'll just sit there and rim for a couple hours.
Well, it was a fad for a little while. Remember?
I mean, it's like a meme.
It's a fad now.
Yeah, it's a meme.
Ass-eating season is one of the biggest things going right now.
I don't know. It was a thing for a little bit.
No, it wasn't. I think it was a thing for like super eccentric stars, and then you know. You get around that beehole and you bounce.
Okay.
You know, do you think he has like a small like shaving kit looking apparatus or device or bag or whatever it is
for his butthole?
No, for their butthole.
Oh,
and kind of like
he shows up and he's like he puts on goggles and a mask, gloves, and then he just like gets in
Dollar Shave.
Yeah, from Dollar. Well,
yeah,
next week.
Yeah.
Next
from
week,
Dollar maybe. Shave, you think he gets a little grooming kit for the beehole?
Yeah.
That'd be a great, great thing for a lot of people. A little beehole grooming kit where it's just like, hey, that way the other person doesn't have to feel embarrassed about
it. Like, let's be honest about what beehole. This is. That's your butthole, and I know that poop comes out of it, but it has like 12 times more nerve endings than the head of your penis does.
Yes.
Or your clitoris. So let's skip all the weirdness. I'm going to clean this thing up with a wire brush. Right.
Let's skip all the weirdness.
Yep.
And I'm gonna clean this up.
This beehole up.
With a wire
brush and then one of those things of canned air just to make sure there's no debris on it.
It's kind of like a, for the keyboard on your computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want to put a little bit of canned air on it. I like that. Yeah.
That's right. You put
it all away, and then you fucking stretch for 20 or 30 minutes because you don't want to pull anything.
I think some of those wet naps from like a Wild Wings, you know, you start with that.
They have a flavor to them, though. I want to taste ass.
Yeah.
If I'm down there. I don't want to taste.
You want to taste like you're licking the back of a penny.
No, that's weird. An asshole should not taste like that.
Oh, Dan. I'm no scientist, but that's what everybody says.
I don't think you should switch your bang pass. Thank you, though, guys, for all of that. I don't think you should switch your bang pass to somebody that's more attainable, because that just would be.
I think you're making a mistake there.
Do you know what I mean? You can't like change. You can't change from Beale to like a mom in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not changing.
Not a mom in the neighborhood. Yeah. Like, Pauly Shore is not a mom in the neighborhood.
Yeah, but
either.
I'm for sure gonna meet him. Like, there's no question in my mind that I'm going to meet Pauly Shore at some point, right? So I think the point of the bang pass is to be, like, totally unattainable, right?
I thought it was to be able to bang somebody else.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Divorce.
So, come on, yeah. You gotta be able to bang that person. I'd let you bang Benicio, you know, if it was one night and you were
like,
what
about Pauly Shore? Would you let her bang him?
Rimmer's out for Benicio. You wanted to get a nice rimmer from Benicio?
Would you really?
It's a bit like at the Hampton Inn.
On the rocks.
What about Pauly Shore? What if Pauly Shore just wanted to watch the two of you make love?
If he wanted to cuck himself?
Yeah.
You want to be a cuck? Yeah.
He wanted you to chain him down to a chair in your room.
Can he use any of his hands?
No. He can only watch.
It kind of seems like Pauly Shore would be totally into that.
I feel like he would. I would be into that. I'll watch you guys have sex. I don't care.
But I don't. I don't want to hear audible noises out of you or Pauly.
Oh, I don't make any noise ever.
Okay, so you're silent. But I don't think Pauly could keep his mouth shut.
I just stare and sweat.
Yeah.
Stare and sweat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll consider it.
What do you think about that?
We'll think about it.
We'll consider it.
I'm gonna have
send over some paperwork.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my attorney send you over the forms.
Would you watch Spacey fuck a dude?
We will look over it.
You know, honestly, I would watch any celebrity fuck anybody else, as long as it was legal.
In the room?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Because it's like a fucking car wreck, man. Why would you not watch that?
No, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah.
Like, honestly, you can't tell me you haven't looked up that video of Kathy Bates getting naked in the hot tub in that fucking movie with Jack Nicholson, right?
No, I've seen that.
You have to look at it just to say that you saw it.
Worst one ever, though, if you're out there at home playing along, is the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Oh, man. It's bad.
So
why is it so bad?
Because the acting is just terrible.
Just the whole thing. And, like, you see sides of the Hulkster you shouldn't see. And it's no buenos. It's no buenos.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I would rather see Andre the Giant bang, like somebody super small. Speaking of that, Vladimir Klitschko is married to that Hayden, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah.
The Hayden Panettiere.
I always thought about that. I'm like,
can you imagine
them
banging, dude?
Work.
Like, his hog has to be the size like this of this microphone, but like 12 inches long. And she's like 5'1".
Yep.
That's half of her body.
And she's got daddy issues anyway, so... That
Does
whole
she?
Thing, yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was the one who jumped in the fucking ocean in Japan to save the dolphins or whatever and got arrested.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
And like, she's trying to stop dolphin murder in Japan?
Yeah. Yep,
well,
yep,
you know
yep,
what?
Yep,
she.
Yep.
I hope she doesn't show up at our dolphin farm in Nebraska, because that's all legal. We have that cleared with the State Department. That's
yeah,
not good.
We are. By the way, speaking of porn, the next story we got here, Facebook and Google are now tracking your porn habits. Why? Why is that, Dan?
That is scary.
Because who you are is important to advertisers. What kind of
sexually?
Stuff. Everything, apparently. I mean, it's not just about... So they know that porn sites are some of the most trafficked. So it's not about...
They're the most trafficked. They're number one every single month. Yeah. So every month they put out a report of the most viewed websites in the world. It's always porn.
So my guess is Facebook and Google are paying these porn sites millions and millions and millions of dollars just to put a tracking pixel on.
Mm.
It's not about what porn you're watching. It's just about tagging you to see where you go afterwards and what your purchase habits are, what kind of browser you're using. Because based on the type of device and browser you use and all this other stuff, they can tell a lot about you, like your age.
Where do you go immediately afterwards then?
Where do I go? Well, yeah, I go Chrome Incognito, so they're not tracking me for anything.
Okay, but
you go what?
Chrome Incognito.
Chrome Incognito. So
I need to know about that.
Just
it's kind of like expressvpn.com/drinkingbros,
and a new incognito window. Yep. And now there's no tracking or pop-ups.
So
or,
any porn you watch now,
yes,
no one can.
I've been doing that for a decade, probably
forever. So, where do you go in real life?
After I watch porn,
first stop. Where do you go?
First
ESPN.
Stop.
I pick you as an ESPN guy.
Usually back to whatever I was doing before, so it varies.
I picture you going to the baseball scores on ESPN.
Oftentimes, I have to go to the shower.
Oh God!
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Because he is into scat stuff.
Quick refresher for the audience at home. Do you want to tell him what scat porn is?
Everybody
real quick.
Everybody knows what scat porn. How does he not know?
No, I know.
Everyone knows.
Not a lot of people don't know.
Dan, does everyone know who's?
Everyone what? Should know, and if they don't, I guess
it's
they're
just
gonna
poop
know.
Poop stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Poop
like
stuff.
You
scat
asked,
porn.
You asked me if I Frenched some girl earlier, and I said no, I Germaned her. And
yeah,
scat
yeah.
porn is basically German porn, which
very
is
very big in Germany.
They poop on each other, and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No.
Like, I don't understand a lot of stuff in porn. I don't understand why you would want to step on some girl's head while you're fucking her doggy style. That, to me, seems like a lot of unnecessary work.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I don't understand why you
it's
would urinate.
Tricky balancing act.
Yeah, that too. I mean, maybe it's a core workout. I don't know. But it's I don't understand why you would want to urinate on somebody. But if that's your thing, God bless.
We're not going to kink shame.
Oh, no. Do
what
you
well,
want.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless
as long
you're
as everybody,
R. Kelly and it's underage.
Unless they're underage. And, but that's a let's make a blanket statement.
Yes,
that
of course.
If it's underage,
yeah.
whatever. It's
did you the... see that R. Kelly applied to get transferred to a juvenile prison?
You know they're shooting Space
True
Jam
story.
Too, Dan.
Really?
Yeah. Right now, currently. Who's going to sing I Believe I Can Fly?
I don't think anyone.
Oh.
By the way, Beyonce's song on The Lion King tanked.
Yes,
no,
it
nobody
did.
Likes it.
No, people don't like The Lion King.
Everybody's tired of these
terrible.
Remakes.
It comes out this weekend, I think, right?
Yeah.
And the reviews are terrible for The Lion
Anyways,
King.
Anyways, back to this shit. So they're just trying to track your purchasing habits. Like every website you go to, every single one of them, I promise you, has a tracking pixel on it. Every single one of them, forever. CNN, everybody.
I'm surprised by porn, and here's why. The names for all porn videos are incest porn now, where it's just like, what is that going to tell you as a fucking...
No, it's not about what you're doing on the porn site. It's about what you do right afterwards.
Right afterwards, yeah. Okay.
And from
really?
The same device. So if they can create... So they know what your IP address is with these tracking pixels. So they create, like, Google has a unique user ID that it creates for you. Facebook has one and all this stuff. So when they see you come from that specific IP back to their site, then they can track what you're doing. They already have a tracking pixel on you, so they can track what you're doing when you go from Facebook to another site. That's what they're really doing.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
and everybody
not
does
fun.
It. It's all anonymous. It's not like your fucking name and social security number. It's your IP address and your browsing habits. It's
okay, yeah. Your MAC address, yeah. Yeah.
It's
right.
It's not a it's nothing that would identify you as a human being.
Well,
they wouldn't. I mean, technically you could, but privacy laws, there's no way you could get away with collecting PII, personally identifiable information, anymore
right.
like that.
Well, speaking about not identifying people as humans anymore, El Chapo, he can go ahead and scratch himself off the human list.
Yeah.
He just got life plus 30, so he's not going anywhere.
I don't know, man. So part of that ruling was that he has to surrender, forfeit, whatever, $12.6 billion in profits to the U.S. government. If there's that much money that they found, there's at least double that he has.
Right.
And I don't understand why he didn't go. You remember that movie SWAT?
Yeah.
So the Spanish guy or whatever the fuck is going to jail.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll pay, what, $100 million if somebody can break me out of here.
Yeah.
Why didn't he say that?
You know, I'm surprised by that, too. And
or maybe not say it, but you got to think that there's some kind of plan to try to break him out. He's not going to just, like, roll over and stay in jail for the next 20 years until he dies. There's no way.
His statement said, you know, I you can't get any justice in the United States, is what he basically said right after this, right? Why not go on TV? Like, was it Face Off? It was Face Off, man. It was just like, I'll give X amount of dollars for anybody who can get me out of here. Mm. Why not at this point? If you're in here for life plus 30, I don't know what prison it is, and I'm assuming that's on
it's
purpose.
It's a supermax.
Yeah, it's a supermax, and they're not telling you which one it is.
Well, I mean, he's not going to get any of it. Like, his wife can't visit him. In the courtroom the other day, that's the last time they'll ever see each other.
Got it.
And but she's 30 years old, so they probably just met.
Ah,
and she was wearing $75,000 worth of jewelry, apparently, so I don't think she really gives a shit about him.
Well, the money's going to stop coming in.
No. That money's there, I guarantee it.
Do you think he gets out?
I think that somebody attempts to break him out at some point, yeah. Like, they're $12.5 billion, which is probably more like $20 billion. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, somebody's going to try to break him out for $20 billion, unless somebody just grabs his money and runs. But the cartels don't work that way. He ran the cartel from inside the prison on two separate occasions.
Yeah.
Like, they don't just abandon their leaders usually.
No.
So, I don't know. I think somebody's going to make a move.
I hope so. It'd be great if he got out, I think.
Like, if I was a guard that worked at a prison and someone offered
me should be at fucking
Leavenworth. Kind of money, I would do it.
Fuck yeah, I would. Fuck yeah.
That the escape from Dannemora chick.
Yeah. If somebody offered you a...
She fucking just was getting fucked. She wasn't...
Oh, yeah. If somebody offered you
anything,
who is she getting boned by?
Benicio,
brother.
If you, you were a prison guard and somebody offered you $1 billion,
dude, slash
to get
that,
me out of jail,
a million?
Easily,
not a million, no way,
dude. What do they make? It's not.
It doesn't
a
matter. $1 million is not that much money anymore.
Yeah, I think look, if you say look, I'll give all you guys, I'll give all you motherfuckers $10 million. I'll give all of you. Get me out of here and let's figure shit out. My question is with all of this,
and I heard
how is Sean Penn
charming.
Still alive, Jesse?
Is this Sean
is how, he's the one. That's the only reason El Chapo got caught was because of Sean Penn.
Because I think...
Sean Penn, like, I just saw him on fucking Conan the other night.
Yeah.
He's out and about doing shit.
Who was going to kill him?
Chapo.
Chapo, right?
So he was going to have somebody kill him, right?
You would think so because...
I guess.
Especially now. So let's say you can't get out. Why not just throw somebody $10 million to fucking pop Sean Penn?
Why?
Just because he's the one who sent you to jail. Like, I would want to do that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Dan, would you pay... Let's say you were that rich, Dan.
No.
You wouldn't...
Revenge is a fool's errand. Just move on with your life. Like
I
would be focused on trying to get myself out of prison somehow with that money. I wouldn't give a fuck about Sean Penn. But once I got out, I would definitely kill him personally. Like I would have Sean Penn abducted, brought to me, and I would execute him in front of his friends and family. Like I'd make him go live on Instagram, and I would take the phone away from him. Like, hey, it's me. Boom, and just shoot him right in the fucking head.
Or I mean, they were doing some pretty gruesome shit down there.
They cut heads off and
the Colombian neckties.
Yeah,
but it wasn't just random innocent people that they did that to, right?
No, that was other drug dealers.
No, it was a lot. In North Central Mexico, yeah, they murdered a lot of just random fucking folks. Quite
I doubt
a bit.
That.
Well, they didn't want to work for the cartel is basically
and that's
what it was.
White people think, but yeah.
No.
They weren't just fucking killing random people for no reason.
Not yeah, random they, people. They
no,
didn't
I mean,
want to
work
for the cartel.
Yeah, they want like women, children to work for the cartel. When they say no, they kill them on the spot.
Yeah, they kill the dads.
So
that
it's
was,
like...
That I was mean, kind of the move.
Are you like defending El Chapo here?
Jesse,
no,
it seems like you could be.
She's
going
to change
people.
Her bank pass to fucking El Chapo.
Is that what's going on here, James? Because it seems like you're defending.
She wants
Penn.
Those billions, brother.
Yeah, that's creepy, James.
Oh, Sean Penn is the biggest piece of garbage in human history, probably.
Yeah, probably.
He's right up there.
I heard he gives rumors though. With he's
didn't
number
he
two.
Tie Madonna to a chair and beat the shit out of her for like 2 days straight?
I think she
Madonna
wanted it though.
Really?
I think she wanted that. Yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were into some wild shit, mm-hmm. and I think, because, look, he was at her concert a couple years ago, so they're still bros. I think she was into some weird shit, so was he, and it was a perfect match at the right time.
It was one of those,
time.
Like, crazy relationships, and then you get out, and you're like, yeah, we both kind of did shit. And you're
yeah,
like,
we
okay,
really
cool.
we really took shit to the edge. You've been in those, Dan, many, many times.
I never take
you're
it
looking
that.
For another one.
I never take it to the edge. I'm the most calm person you've ever met. You have to admit that.
You are, but I can see you holding a gun to somebody's head. You know,
only if
ask.
There's a really good reason.
Yeah, if they asked.
No, I would not do that.
Really?
What gun safety? No, never.
I understand. No clip?
No magazine.
Yeah.
Clip is not a word we use.
We can, though. We can on this show. What if you would attack? No what if you would attack Tech-9 and a banana clip, dude?
Attack 9
That's
a banana
what I'm talking about. Just attacking a banana
what
clip,
in the
dude.
What fuck is going
Boom!
On?
Boom!
Yeah, this got super weird.
Well, it always does.
I want to talk about the Elon Musk thing.
We can. I love Musky, dude.
We have plenty of time.
I mean,
let's just go 3 hours a day. Fuck
yeah,
it.
let's Musk up.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's great. So you want to say what is amazing?
Oh, I thought you were going to. The host.
I'll give you a lead in. Yeah.
God, fucking damn it.
Elon
Jesse.
Musk wants to insert Bluetooth enabled implants into your brain, which is great. It's hard to find Wi-Fi, brother.
No, man,
you know, if
it's
I could
not for that, dude.
Say all these digits out loud and then boom, it pops up. That'd be great. He's developed a new product called Neuralink that he claims can assist people who have damaged motor function from illness or injury and also enable telepathy.
Correct.
Which I read that right. That is not a mistake. It is telepathy, which is great.
A form of it.
Read,
I mean,
people's minds.
Like Rogan did a good bit about this back in the day. He was like, he thinks that the next step in human evolution is going to be telepathy.
That's what, and by the way, they also said Facebook is working on this as well.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. So,
well, this is an evolution, but it is, you know, possible. It's definitely possible. I mean, it's just like two devices communicating and then translating it into fucking encoded language for your brain. It's not that. It's not like science fiction or anything. You could definitely do this.
And the way that all of society is heading with algorithms and all that other bullshit of guessing things for us or picking things out for us, shopping habits, everything else, we're getting pretty goddamn close. So this doesn't seem too far-fetched to me. Does it to you?
No, I mean, the problem is that if it, like, where's the off switch? Like, if I don't want somebody to hear what I'm thinking, how do I know somebody's not listening to every single thing I think?
There's no kill switch, brother. Yeah. That's
well,
it.
There
it's
is.
It's not for just everybody, right? It's for, like, memory boost, stroke victims, cancer patients, quadriplegics, things like
for
that.
Now, yeah.
For now,
but,
yeah.
I mean, that's how a lot of stuff starts, right?
And that's the same thing that the Comcast is doing. Cable-wise, we were talking about where you can blink your eye and change the channel and move through the guide and things like that.
Yeah.
Which, Dan, we said it's going to be used for porn. It's called blinking and dinking, where you're just like, you know, gassing through as many porn clips as you want to. And
But they are already doing stuff like this. It has remotes, but they've already done implants like this for people with depression and, you know, different neurological.
I mean, it's only a 2 millimeter hole drilled into your head. And
yeah.
So 3 centimeters is an inch, right? So a millimeter is 1/100 of one of those.
Yeah.
It's not that big.
No, it's not.
So let's let them stick it in there.
Yeah. Bro. That's what you tell all your dates. Yeah, look, I'm just going to drill this tiny hole in. That's all I need. It's for one centimeter to get in.
I think sometime in our generation, like literally before we get into our 60s and 70s, immortality is going to be a thing. Like, we're going to be cybernetic organisms of some sort, like Terminator. And that's going to be the end of death somehow. So it's good that millennials aren't having kids.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, everybody's worried about the next generation not having enough kids and stuff. I think we're going to be good.
No, we'll be fine. It's just, you know, you're going to have half humans and people are going to be living longer and it's just going to get real fucking weird.
You just outlaw having kids, that just sterilize everybody.
Yeah. Dan, you've already done that to yourself.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Whatever
just
world
bang,
that is.
Bang with impunity without any risk of like disease that could actually kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fucking fun. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it does.
You can buy dogs.
Just a bunch of downloads.
Why do you need children?
Personalities into cyborg bodies.
Can you imagine?
Fucking?
Look, dude, if you had the opportunity right now to plug into the Matrix and live in that world, you wouldn't do it? Where you could fucking put a card in a fucking slot somewhere and all of a sudden know,
you're happy as fuck.
Know a whole fucking language or know kung fu or know how to be a stunt driver or whatever the fuck. I would totally do that. Absolutely. Without question.
Jesse, for you, it would be very basic.
It would be,
no, you wouldn't. You would be in some chef's kitchen.
Yeah, I'd want to know how to make, you know, peach pie from scratch without looking at a recipe.
Right. And telepathy wise, I already read your mind. You're thinking about what kind of red wine you're going to pick out at Harris Teeter tonight. Like,
yeah,
that's already.
But it's probably going to be what? What's the brand?
Joshua.
Josh is good.
Josh Sellers.
Dan knows.
Bogle.
Yeah.
On the rocks.
On the rocks. Yeah, but that's. Look, I think we're almost there already. And I think you're right, Dan. In our lifetime, I think a lot of this shit is going to come to fruition.
I can't wait to see sports then.
Will like there be any more?
That whole, entertainment is going to be king then, because we're going to have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like once we become effectively immortal like that, the idea of working your whole life or whatever, that's going to be gone, man. Like we'll be able to, if we're that technologically advanced, we'll have robots doing everything for us.
Yeah,
like
look,
we're like 25 to 50 years away from iRobot, basically.
Yeah, they're already calling baseball games right now, the umpires. So
and the minors, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So
and it still gets like 7% wrong somehow.
Yeah, same as a human. Yeah, it's weird. So last but not least, here, Baltimore man steals 18 cars in 24 hours. That's amazing. This is gone in 60 seconds in real life.
It is, yeah.
34-year-old Terry Johnson, reportedly of no fixed address.
That's what it said in the article. Huh. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay.
He committed 18 car thefts in the span of 24 hours before getting caught. They were all those new Toyota Corollas, too. I guess he was a huge fan. I'm kidding. There weren't. First of all, this is impressive as fuck, but... man, I lean toward who plays him in the biopic.
Yeah. Who do you got?
It's gone in 60 seconds. Terry Johnson?
You're going to go Nick Cage?
Is he black?
He is black, yeah.
He is. And again, no, I don't see colors, but okay. So if he's black, I go Anthony Mackie. Is he 34?
He is 34, yeah.
Yeah, I go Anthony Mackie. That's... I go certain actors by age groups, and like that are already ingrained in me. Anthony Mackie is the 30s guy.
Do you
for
get
me.
Cameos from Giovanni Ribisi and Nick Cage or what?
Giovanni, he's always weird, isn't he? Giovanni mm-hmm. Ribisi's always been weird.
Yeah, he's weird as fuck
in
man.
Real life. Too.
Yeah,
is he?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a weird story about that guy?
Ribisi.
Nope.
He's Scientologist.
Not a weird story.
Ribisi?
Huh?
He's a Scientologist.
He's Scientologist.
He also talked his sister into carrying his child for him. Oh, no, that was Friends.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Correct. That was a fictional
show. Sorry about
show.
That, guys.
Not a real life story, but his sister was the redhead in Dazed and Confused. So.
Right.
Party at the Moon Tower.
That's his sister?
Yeah, it's his sister.
And she's in 6 Feet Under, too? No, sorry, wrong.
No, you guys are nowhere near it right now.
Nope, wrong.
Nowhere
wrong,
near
wrong,
it
wrong.
Right now. This would be a great time to get to Topless Stacy and the weather. Stacy, how is it out there? Oh, you betcha. Good to hear from you, Stace. D'Anthony.
She's really doing it.
Yeah, she's super
proud.
One of the best in the biz, isn't she?
Yeah.
Smile and a heart of gold. And she's got two huge tits, too.
Yeah.
So for Jesse Wiseman, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the fake news.
Send her back.